Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Núñez utvist og frustrasjonen vokser for Jørgen Klopp. Velkommen til pausepraten tirsdag 16. august ved Arve Vassbotten. Liverpool har slett ikke fått den starten alle håpet på I årets Premier League-sesong, etter at det bare ble 1-1 mot Crystal Palace på Anfield mandag kveld. Nå står laget med bare 2 poeng etter de 2 første seriekampene. Liverpool dominerte stort I første omgang, men likevel var det Saha som sendte Crystal Palace I ledelsen totalt mot spillets gang. Vondt ble det verre for Liverpool da Darwin Núñez fikk direkte rødt kort for å ha stanget til Joachim Andersen 12 minutter ut I andre omgang. Heldigvis klarte en stor soloprestasjon av Luis Diaz å redde inn 1 poeng for Liverpool på en dag som ellers var preget av sjansesløsing. Ikke siden Lazar Markovic ble dømt for å slå en Basel-spiller I Champions League I 2014 har Liverpool fått et rødt kort for voldelig oppførsel. Dette var den 9. utvisningen I løpet av snart 7 år med Jørgen Klopp som Liverpool-manager, men Núñez den første til å få rødt kort I kategorien voldelig oppførsel. Med direkte rødt kort Núñez nå suspendert til kampene mot Manchester United, Bournemouth og Newcastle. Ifølge Liverpool Echo kan spissen risikere å miste ytterligere 1 kamp fordi det snakk om voldelig oppførsel på banen. Dette sa Jørgen Klopp om situasjonen på pressekonferansen.
Provocation in there. Wrong and definitely wrong reaction. Clear. Red card. I cannot deny that. He will learn of that. Unfortunately, he has now a few games time to do so. That's not cool for us in our specific situation. Even less, but that's how it is. It must be always the first time. Does make it better. Of course I will speak to him. But no, just no chance. I came in and I wanted to see the situation. In the game, I couldn't see anything. So I didn't know what happened. So I saw Anderson on the floor and Darwin walking away. So that was my picture. So I asked then our guys already, and I saw only, red card. Then I saw it. Yes, it is a red card. Wrong reaction in a situation. Anderson wanted that, I would say, and he got it. But he made a mistake. So of course we will talk about it, but not yet.
Men det ikke bare utvisningen til Núñez som gikk Klopp hodebry om dagen. Det gjør definitivt også sløsningen med sjanser og skadeproblemene. Liverpool måtte stille uten Joel Matip og Roberto Firmino mot Palace. Matip ville være ute I et par uker med lyskestrekk, mens Firmino ble holdt ut av troppen for å være førevar. Joe Gomez startet på innbyttebenken fordi han slet med en småskade, og dermed var det overraskende nok Nat Phillips som startet kampen I midtforsvaret. Jordan Henderson var også småskadet, men både Gomez og Henderson kom inn mot slutten. Fra før har Liverpool Kevin Keller, Calvin Ramsey, Ibrahima Konaté, Thiago Alcantara, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, Curtis Jones og Diogo Jota ute med skader.
The week was crazy. I experienced a lot of weeks, but that was like we had a witch in the building. Honestly, like every day somebody else pulled out for the craziest reasons. And in the end, so Joey didn't start. Oh, and they did really well, I have to say. But the joy didn't start because he came only trained only yesterday again. Week after week, little issue. Bobby couldn't make it. Hendo, this morning, we got the information there's a little concern about something if he plays too long, so he didn't play that long. That's the situation. It was not too cool, but then with the game, what we made of it, and I really like that. I really like the game. So that's how it is. We want to fight, and I saw that a lot. And we played really good stuff. So a lot of good performances. I like this really. But so that's it now. We drew. Yeah, let's carry on.
Liverpool har nå sluppet inn mål først I de siste seks seriekampene, noe som ikke har skjedd siden 1997. Men fortsatt har de ikke tapt noen av de seks seriekampene. Nå har Liverpool og Jørgen Klopp frem til mandag 22. august klokka 21 til å finne ut av problemene sine, når motstanderen laget helt nederst på tabellen, Manchester United. Det blir garantert et oppgjør på Old Trafford, der begge de to gigantklubbene ønsker å slå tilbake. Du har akkurat lyttet til pausepraten det siste døgnet med Liverpool fra Liverpool Supporterklubb Norge, en nyhetssending som legges ut på alle hverdager. For flere nyheter, besøk liverpool.no.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.